Review, Units 5 and 6, page 82, Exercise 1.
Good afternoon, listeners. Today we're talking with Rebecca Ford, coordinator of adult literacy services at our downtown library. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Ford.
It's a pleasure to be here.
To start off, could you describe your job for us?
Sure. I'm responsible for training and supervising all the volunteer literacy tutors at the library.
How many tutors are there?
We have between 20 and 30 volunteer tutors at a time.
And who are the students that they work with?
The students are adults who don't have good reading and writing skills. Some of them are immigrants who can't read and write very well, even though they've been in this country for many years.
I see. Could you tell us more about your tutors? What kind of people are they?
Well, our tutors are all different ages, and they have different backgrounds. Some of them are volunteering for the first time, and some have volunteered many times in their lives. But in one way, they're all the same. They're very compassionate. They really care about helping other people. Also, they're very generous with their time.
I suppose they also have to be very patient if they're teaching adults to read.
Yes, that's right.
What are the requirements for becoming a literacy tutor?
Okay. First, they're required to have 12 hours of training in tutoring techniques. Then, as soon as they complete their training, we match each tutor with a student. They're required to meet their student for at least 1.5 hours per week. And the library requires a minimum commitment of 6 months.
That's good to know. Ms. Ford, if any of our listeners are interested in volunteering, who should they contact?
They can call my office. The number is 914-555-6700.
Okay, listeners, that number again is 914-555-6700 if you want to volunteer. We appreciate your taking the time to talk with us today, Ms. Ford.
I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.